cognizant of some of the things that we're looking at. I know that. But for those that are not on tape, those that are on tape but not here, and to not only that, but to solidify the seeing of this in Scripture, it is, we're going to continue to battle through a lot of these verses, plus we don't have the tapes of the old series anyway, and I'm kind of glad going through and adding verses and taking things out has been most profitable to me, and to the series on how to love as Christ loved us, which is the new commandment. Great deal of talk of love, but so many Christians say, well, love is nice, and that's good, but what the world really needs is righteousness and law and this type of thing, and so much battling going on that we just don't have confidence in what the Spirit can produce here and what the power of love is, though we see it right at the cross. We see what love really can do at the cross. But some reason, not for some reason, but man from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil hasn't figured out another way. So let's prepare ourselves in prayer that the Spirit of God can open our eyes and we can see the thing that's really going on in Scripture, because you can, as we've noted before, make it very clear, you can study Scripture and not see these things. You can study Scripture and see very powerfully that law and dealing with people in righteousness and this type of thing is what it's all about. Or you can read Scripture and see what the cross is about. Let's pray. Father, as we open the Scriptures now, we enter into that great area of spiritual warfare where your Spirit can open our eyes and we can see. It is so important, Father, that we allow your Spirit to open our eyes in Scripture. The importance of the Bible, the importance of Scripture, Heavenly Father, can be presented and yet still not see the truth that is going on in it. Pray, Father, that your Spirit will make our time tonight valuable, spiritually beneficial, by opening our eyes to things that we look at, that he will take us on this journey, that, Father, your Spirit will speak through me and that the words will be of simplicity and truth, not complex and difficult, but simple to see the power of your Spirit. Pray, Father, to protect us from the powers of darkness that would seek to keep us in darkness. Keep us away from understanding that God is love and what that means. That love never fails and what that means. What that means, Heavenly Father, in the spiritual warfare, when we so often want to go to law and go to righteousness and demand these other things. Father, we need your Spirit to see these things in truth. In Christ's name. Amen. Okay, let's begin tonight by opening the Scriptures to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Now, we've just finished the Ephesians passage, Be Not Drunk with Wine. And I tell you what, before we do the Romans 8, I wanted to do something that I've forgotten in this. Go to Ephesians passage again. I want to show you, I wish I'd have done this in an organized manner, but just from the sake of studying these things, let's see if we can't pull together some of the things going on as far as the passage that we were looking at is concerned. let's see if we can take a look at some of these things, and I want to show you, I'm not going to take a great deal of time on this, but just so that if we can see some of these things, let's see, chapter 5 of Ephesians. No, that'll take us in there later. But let's see, I can take you on a little trip, and if I can't get through this.